Hello, I'm Dane Holmes. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Escalera. Escalera is an employee experience platform and an organizational analytics platform that's deeply rooted in inclusive cultures and driving high performance through that. So my life, my personal journey, my professional journey has been, you know, kind of filled with a bunch of unexpected twists and turns. And being at Columbia in New York and being in New York City, I was just asking, like, what could I do? And Wall Street was there. What I really enjoyed about being in the world of finance was it was this great combination of EQ and IQ. It was a bit personal. It was a person-driven business, but also it was a very analytical business. And that's what that combined with the dynamic nature of it is what, you know, really kept me interested in it. So then fast forward, career takes a bunch of different paths. I asked to be the head of investor relations right before the financial crisis. I, you know, ultimately get into the HR space through taking over Pine Tree, which is the leadership development practice at Goldman Sachs, and then ultimately become the head people officer there. I've always wanted to learn and grow. And then I met Tom Chavez. And, you know, some of the problems that I was experiencing as a chief people officer were the problems that he had in his vision for Escalera to drive and to fix. And, you know, I kind of reflected on it and I said, I want to grow. I have more to do and I can stay, you know, kind of at Goldman and do this for one institution, or I could try and change the market. Escalera is two things. It's a employee experience platform and it's also an organizational analytics platform. Let me talk about the employee experience platform. So we're rooted all in inclusive culture. One thing that I've learned is that best-in-class inclusion practices are basically best-in-class people and performance practices. Everything that you want to do to drive an inclusive culture are the exact same things that you'd want to drive if you're trying to create a high-performance culture as well. But how do you do that? How do you engage the employee and put them at the center of your strategy? And so what Escalera is really doing is trying to attach them to the things that they care about most that they have control over. If you think about it, yes, employees care about their compensation, they care about their benefits, but they don't really have control over it. Right? That is kind of dictated to them. But what are the things that they do have control over? They have control of their ability to learn and adapt new skills. They have control of their ability to build mentoring relationships and to mentor other people. They have control over the desire to build communities within an organization. They have a control over thinking about how they want to advance their career and different career paths they can take. Those are things in the control. So ultimately, what Escalera is trying to do is empower the employee. And then through that empowerment of the employee, do two things. One, empower the organization, but also have a deeper, richer understanding of what really drives the employee and what's actually happening in the culture of a corporation. So ultimately, you want to take all this data that explains to you kind of what's going on in with your people and in the culture of your organization, all the data that we collect through that process, and put it up in our organizational platform and combine it with other data sets that sit within an organization to give finally a company an actual measurement of what's happening in their company. And one way that we manifest that all is in our inclusion index, which is a proprietary index that measures the level of inclusivity in your culture. And what's groundbreaking from this perspective, once you have a measurement of inclusion, your ability to look at the role that inclusion plays, which is a strong one, in things like productivity, in things like employee retention, in aspects like innovation, becomes unlimited. And so finally, that's the breakthrough, bringing some of the measurement in, some of the data in, so a little bit of the head along with the heart that drives the people business. And in a lot of ways, Escalera was built for this moment. We have COVID, which means people can't share space the way that they historically have. They can't have the physical proximity that they have. So the fact that we're an all digital solution and that part of what we're creating is this ability to leverage software to connect people is valuable. The other part is we're deeply embedded in inclusion. And when you look at the murder of George Floyd and the consequences that that created in society and this moment of self-reflection and also galvanizing of a lot of energy that's been there around racial justice came out, the fact that Escalera is deeply embedded in creating inclusive cultures also rose to the surface. I mean, I'm an African-American man. I have two African-American sons. And, you know, nobody likes to have that talk that is a long tradition of talking to your kids about what it means to be a Black man and what steps you have to take. And so for a while, I sat in this point of like just being in the moment on a personal level. But then upon reflection and thinking about it with Escalera, I was like, this is what we were built for. This is the moment that we created this for. And so it's not only our necessity, but it's our obligation to rise to this moment and try and provide the value that we think we can. And we think a huge part of why inclusion hasn't worked at companies historically is the lack of a sustainable effort, sustainable focus, investment, and process, and also a lack of accountability. And those are two aspects of our company that we really address is this concept of sustainability and accountability. What I think has changed between now and then is that for some companies, diversity and inclusion was lip service. It wasn't a top five priority. It was something that was a bit of a marketing campaign or a compliance thing that I knew I needed to cover, but it wasn't a priority. They didn't view it necessarily as strategic. I think what's happening in society has raised both the strategic understanding of how important it is, but I also think it's raised how much people are prioritizing it. And so undoubtedly, we are seeing much, much more interest in what we are doing because of that. But, you know, I always feel like you have to meet clients where they're at and where they're prioritizing. And we try and build our solutions to do exactly that. Meeting Clint and Miriam and the broader Ulu team was a blessing, was a godsend. Largely because a lot of times in doing this work and doing the work around people and inclusion, you need this tremendous combination that's kind of rare to find, which is like the head and the heart. I need the analytics, but I also need the passion and the belief. And that's what I found with Ulu. I mean, from the head part, the analytics, we went through some deep decision analysis about how we thought about building out our marketplace and what the opportunity was. And we spent a lot of time leveraging some of Clint's historical work around decision making. And that was amazing. It was probably the most interesting analytical exercise that I've gone through in a long time. So that was like the head part. And then also in talking with Miriam and Clint, just around the vision of Ulu and what they're trying to drive and create, and a core fundamental belief in the power of people and the power of inclusion, and having that deep passion and mission focus on it. So if you can have somebody who believes in your mission and is able to give you the intellectual firepower to think about it in a robust way, you want to get married. So, you know, my dreams for Escalera are really for us to transform in a lot of ways the way that employees experience companies and the way that companies think about employees. And I think for a long time, there's been a power dynamic within organizations that's very top down. You know, it's very, this is what I need from you, employee, you go out and do it. And I think that's an antiquated approach. I also think it is not consistent with the concept that people are your most valuable asset and they're the difference maker in your organization. And so trying to create a relationship where there's more mutual benefit. And an important part of Escalera doing that is letting people understand what their people actually want and need in a quantifiable, tangible way. And then as you understand it, also empowering companies to take the steps that they need to unleash that potential. So ultimately, what I want is to make better companies, you know, and make better experiences for people. When you think about a global pandemic occurring, when you have a bunch of people who are not able to find job and fulfillment, that's one challenge. And then you take what is the 400-year history of the United States around race, and what I would call this lack of history that we've had to have kind of a reconciliation on that history. You put that all together, and this is something completely different. And so the implication of that are quite significant. My hope and aspiration, though, is that out of these crises, you have a couple of things that can happen. You can break apart or you can come together. My hope is that because of what's happening and because of the broad impact that this is happening in the world, that we'll come together as a result of it, and that we'll find bridges of understanding, ways to come together, the shared humanity that we all have, and that we'll be ultimately better from this and come out in a better place, a better mindset, a better culture, a better behavioral practice. That's what I hope for. That is undoubtedly what we're going to do at Escalera. That's what we're promoting to do, and we are going to use this moment not to just address some narrow issue. We're going to use this moment to try and make organizations and every employee in them make their lives and their opportunities better.